A beard really changes people, especially men. You can make a man look older, scruffier, wiser, or more suspicious. A beard does amazing things. Some wives and girlfriends can't wait for their guy to grow it. Others can't wait for him to shave it. My friend Lou spent much of the time clean-shaven, and he also spent many of those years as an alcoholic. There were terrible years for his wife and for his daughters. And one day, Lou became so desperate, he surrendered the control of his out-of-control life to Jesus Christ. And from that moment on, the Savior beat that bottle that had always beaten Lou, and right about then, he started to grow a beard. He actually has had it for several years, but a couple of years ago, he decided to shave it one morning. He walked out to his family, and he said, "Hey, what do you think?" His little girl started to cry. She begged her daddy to grow his beard back. See, the old face made her think of her old dad. She was afraid. Her old dad was back. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the old you gone for good. Our word for today from the Word of God, 2 Corinthians 5:17, a promise from God to do something we could never do for ourselves. It's a miracle only He can do. Listen to this. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. Man, what words. New creation. Not from the outside in. No, this is from the inside out. And it's what happened to Lou, and it could happen to you. You got to come to the point where you're tired of not being the man or woman or the husband or the wife or the mom or dad that you really want to be, that you need to be. You know that person that you love really needs you to change. Okay, here's my right hand on the right side of this table. This is the man I want to be, that people need for me to be. Now here's my left hand over here on the other side of the table. This is what I actually am. I just can't seem to close this gap between these two hands. That admission in itself is the first step to having a new you. Behind our mask of having it all together is a man or woman who may be addicted to selfishness or unfaithfulness or to lust, addicted to depression, or maybe we're addicted to a temper that's out of control or a sexual appetite, a habit. We've tried reforming. It hasn't worked. And that's what gets us ready for Jesus. See, you're ready, as this verse says, to be in Christ. Without Him, we're in trouble. The ultimate diagnosis of our inner darkness is called sin. We've got the wrong person running things. And the Bible says sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Sin separates us from the people we love, from the person we want to be, from the person we need to be. Worst of all, it separates us from our Creator forever. Unless we are, quote, in Christ. Now, how do you get in Christ? John 3:16 says, God loved the world so much that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not die, but will have eternal life. All that faith that you've put in yourself and your religion and in other people, you take all that and you put it all in Jesus now. You say, Jesus, I'm yours. That's the new beginning, a new dad. A new mom, a new son, a new daughter, a new mate, a new friend. Someone much stronger will be in your driver's seat. Jesus will take your life places you never dreamed it could go and daily recreate you into someone who's becoming like Jesus Himself. Why don't you make this the day that the new you begins, your new beginning day? Tell Him, Jesus, I'm yours. In fact, our website is there to help that new beginning. It's called anewstory.com. Check it out today. You can find there what you need to know to begin this relationship with Jesus. That's anewstory.com. As my friend's daughter found out, a new dad is more than just a new face. It's a transformed heart. It's a miracle only Jesus can do. And it's a miracle that Jesus is waiting to do for you right now.